Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cameron. How may I help you?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, we're a third-party call center that services multiple companies.
Is this limited apparel?
Well, we service multiple companies. You call, we left your number for us to call back for you at charge in your account.
Yes, it came from Limitless Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two charges on there, one for $7-something and one for $50-something. And
okay.
I want to know who made them charges and what they were for. I think it's fraudulent.
Okay, can I get that zip code?
83263.
82263.
Okay. Yeah, I have two charges on my card, and I didn't authorize either one of them.
Okay, well, let me see what's going on. I can get you set up for that, send you over to my fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, and what's that name on that order?
It would be in Deborah Robinson, DeBraRobinson. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, but it's all right. I actually kind of like to undo and put news in it.
And you said your zip code was 83263?
Yes.
Okay. And you said the last name was Robinson?
Yes. I just want to know if there was any prescriptions for me or him. I got a thing saying I had one, but it might not be. I might have already picked it up. I'm not sure.
And how you spell that first name?
The first name?
Mm-hmm.
D-E-B-R-A.
D-E-B-R-A?
R-O-B-I-N-S. D-E-B-R-A.
Okay.
R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Sorry, I've been waiting for this call from this Limitless Apparel. I've got fraudulent charges on my checking, and they called me back, so I've got to talk to them. Okay. All right.
Okay. I can't find an account under that name.
And I'll try Alan Robinson.
Alan Robinson.
A L L A N R O B I N S O N. It's got to be either under Alan Robinson or Deborah Robinson because it came out of my checking, and they were the only two on that checking account.
Okay. Let me see.
And there was one for $7-something, like on the 10th, and then or the 7th, I think it was, and then one for...
Okay, yes, I have an Alan Robinson. Can you verify that address?
4203 East Cub River Road.
Yes, it was under Alan Robinson.
Okay, what is it for, the $7 one and the $50 one?
I'm loading up your account right now. Okay, yes, I see a drill palette.
It was what?
I'm trying to see exactly what was ordered. Okay, yes, okay. I see it was order of $7.95 for a drill, but that was a sweepstake. You paid the $7.95 for one entry to win it.
I didn't, but I guess somebody did. And what was the $50-something one?
Okay, with them paying the $7.95, it automatically enrolled them into a membership, and it says in the terms and conditions that they have to accept when they put their card information in, that it's a It's a you get a free gift of $125 gift card. It will be emailed to you. The email we have is allenrobinson537@gmail.com. That voucher will be in that email either under the inbox or under the spile. And that's just a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Saving Club, where every month you'll be charged. So every month you'll be charged to $56.95 unless you cancel. I can go ahead and cancel this so you won't be charged anymore.
Yeah, would you do that, please?
Yeah, okay. Give me one moment.
And refund that one, because he did not do that.
Well, I can offer you up to a 35% refund.
Pardon me?
I can offer you up to a 35% refund.
No, I want a 50% refund, because it's fraudulent. He didn't do it.
Okay, I have already
disputed it at my bank.
If you already disputed it, ma'am, I won't be able to offer you a refund unless you have your bank call us and drop the dispute, because when they do an investigation, they're going to call us anyway, and they're going to see that it is a valid charge, and they're going to give you credit for that. But then once they see that it's a valid charge, they're going to take away the credit and penalize you. But
okay,
I can offer you a 50% refund if you have your bank call us and have them drop the dispute.
No. I filed a dispute on the 7 and the 52, and I told them, don't put it through. Let me get a hold of them first and make sure that it is a fraudulent charge, or else I would have had to change my credit card number again.
Okay. So you didn't put a dispute in, but you do have it on waiting?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and give you that refund.
You haven't
told
me, but I didn't start it yet.
Okay, I can go ahead and give you that refund. Can you give me one moment so I can get this account canceled?
You what?
I said, can you give me one moment so I can get this account canceled?
So are they going to credit me the whole 50-something?
Yes, you're going to get a full refund, ma'am.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody else. Go ahead and let me know
when
you're ready. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know, but it's so hard. Okay. That's what he did. Thank you. Thanks. Are you there? Are these to pick apples? My husband picks all of our apples. I'll give him this for Christmas. I bet he will. You can't ever find anything he needs, so.
Okay, I have both accounts canceled, and I have you fully refunded for the $56.95.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Ma'am?
Okay, will I get some kind of a confirmation on that?
Yes, I can give you the cancellation number.
Oh. Awkward thing. Have you got a pen? Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry. Okay, what's the cancellation number?
It's C as in Charlie, 263-134-5000. 208.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey,
they don't have that
credit card on file, right?
No, once everything's canceled, your whole account is canceled.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I can go home and choke my husband to death now. Thank you.
Have a great day. Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye.